Greetings, Commanders. With the release of Update 5 on the 1st of July, plus a few smaller server-side updates since, and Update 6 currently in development, I wanted to take a moment of your time to talk about the next steps for Elite Dangerous. We are aware and fully accept the frustration that many of our players have had with their experience of Elite Dangerous Odyssey. The community have spoken. We have heard the feedback clearly, and we will act on that feedback. As you may remember in our recent development article, the significant amount of updates and development effort that's been done to fix and improve issues since the launch of Odyssey has meant work on our console release has not progressed as quickly as we'd hoped. What's more, we can see that the strides we've made through the last 5 major updates are positive, but we must continue on with this progress to give the experience that you and we expect on PC. With those things in mind, we've spent a lot of time discussing and re-evaluating our previous plans, and we have made the decision to prioritise the core PC experience for Elite Dangerous. Ultimately, we believe it is right to focus our efforts on the core Elite Dangerous Odyssey for the platforms that we have released on before opening up to more. We know that the work that we do to improve players' experiences of Elite Dangerous Odyssey on PC will benefit other platforms in the future. But the dates and details of the console platforms are going to change. We do not want to rush into confirming any dates or changes this has on our console release, as we must remain fully focused on the core Elite experience. Only when we feel that the foundation of the PC release is solid will we be able to relay our console roadmap on top. Elite Dangerous Odyssey is an important step on a complicated journey, and we must get this right before we can consider moving onto these new platforms. So, what does this actually mean for Elite Dangerous and Elite Dangerous Odyssey? It means that we will see more game updates over the coming months. We will continue to work through issue tracker, fix bugs and improve performance, but we will also be able to explore and add additional features, content and improvements into the game. We will continue to give open monthly development updates where we discuss work in progress content, challenges, the issue tracker and more. We know that the previous levels of detail for the roadmap and developer update have not met expectations, but we're grateful for your patience while we shift and adjust plans in the face of such clear feedback. Please remember that our team here at Frontier are working hard to support the game and our community. Behind every bug fix, design decision and community post is a person who cares a lot about giving our players best possible experience. I would ask that everyone remains calm and respectful when sharing their thoughts and feedback. We all have the same goal and we will get there together. Please bear with us. 07 Commanders.